can't hear you, but why don't you pick the phone up, sir? Okay, now we can hear you this time, sir. Okay, so we're going to assume that, what's your name, sir, just for the record? I mean, not for the record, sir, just so I know who you are, sir.
My name is Devontae Holmes.
Okay, now, Mr. Holmes, just hold on. And the Honorable... The Honorable where?
That's mine.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal is going to conduct the hearing, sir. So the next voice you will hear will be the Honorable Mr. David Neal. So he will conduct the hearing at this time, sir.
Okay, sir, would you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
My name is Devontae Marquis Tyrone Olds, ABC number 331028.
Okay, good morning, sir. You're appearing for the Honorable Warden of Deputy Clemency this morning in reference to the committee supervision rotation. I'm going to introduce the board members that have conducted the hearing at this time. On the screen to your far left is the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse. Then we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's the board chairman. To your right is the Honorable Ray Canales. My name is David Neal. I've been hearing you this morning. Also with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Grady from the Department of Corrections. And he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this hearing. You heard that form?
I do not.
You do not?
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So on that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or you're representing yourself today?
Myself, sir.
Okay. At this time, I'll swear you, Mr. Grady Ames, and you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you still affirm?
The truth, sir.
Okay. Right, so
you're
hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of the committee supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated in phase two, we will determine whether the committee supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So, allegation number one is a violation of Arizona Commission of Supervision number 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Black Canyon Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, by January 18, 2019, after being discharged from your approved residence at TLC, Sunny Slope, located at 9430 North 11th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about January 17, 2019. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. So is that true or false, sir?
It is true, sir.
All right. So based on the admission to Mr. Holmes, I'm going to find a new delinquent. That he violated the term and condition of the supervision that he may have allowed for about lives in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canonis, agreed by Dr. Ms. Rittenhouse. All right, sir, we'll be moving into phase two here in a moment, but before we move, Mr. Gray is going to give us some background information. So please stay there on the phone, and I'll get right back with you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Gray.
Mr. Owens was released from DOC on December 6th of 2018. He was arrested on March 4th of 2019 by Flagstaff PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on March 6th of 2019. He has a CSEB of May 21st of 2019 that reflects 45 of con days. Current conviction, 2018, theft, 10 months. 2018, theft, 10 months. He has no prior convictions. He has one term with DOC. His CUIR score is a 2-3. Mental health score is a 1. Substance abuse score is a 1. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Arrest history, 2015, theft of means of transportation, California felony conviction, state prison. 2016, misconduct involving weapons, California felony conviction, state prison. Community risk score is a G1V2.
Thanks, sir. Okay, Mr. Earls, we're going to go to somebody in case supervision. So, when when you were released, you were approved to reside in Reborn in Orangewood Avenue in Phoenix. You were discharged from Reborn on December 24th, 2018, you were ready for curfew. And then on December 24th, 2018, you were approved to reside in Traditions on Vista Avenue in Phoenix. You were discharged from Traditions on December 26th, 2018, for refusing to UA. And then on December 30th, 2018, you were approved to reside at TLC Sunny Slope on 11th Avenue in Phoenix. You were discharged on January 17th, 2019, for positive UA for meth. That was your last known address. So when you left TLC, sir, where did you go?
Okay, so when I left TLC, I was, because my girlfriend was pregnant in California, and she was freaking out because she really didn't know what to do, and I didn't know what to do, and I was trying to be there for the birth of my child. I tried talking to my parole officer about if I could possibly go home so I could be there for the birth of my child, since I was doing everything right. You know, I was working and everything besides getting kicked out of the last homes, and, you know, that wasn't something that they were trying to do due to me messing up before that. So, when she was getting close, she told me that her water had broke, and just kind of be panicking and not knowing the right way to go about things. I was leaving, and I was on my way to California so that way I could try to be there for the birth of my first son. So I went to the Greyhound station, and I bought a ticket, and I made it to Flagstaff. And then when I made it to Flagstaff, that's when I was having a hard time getting myself to go through with it, because I knew that it wasn't the right thing to do. So that's when I went ahead and called 911 on myself and turned myself in to it. I found out I had a warrant.
Okay, sir. So you never got to California. I take it the baby was born?
Yeah, my son was born, and I missed it dealing with this. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the birth of your son.
Thank you.
Either way, whether the board even if the board voted to return to the commission, maybe you couldn't go to California until your sentence is done, but you only have about 48 days left, so then you can get back to California and not have to worry about DOC here. So it says you, the reason that you were discharged was that you had a positive UA for meth, so you had a serious, looking at your task, this looks like you have a problem with amphetamine, with meth. So, do you still have that problem, sir, or are you sober now, or?
No, I promise you that I wouldn't really consider it a problem. I know that I used it, but I was just like, at the time, I can only take responsibility for my own actions, but at the time, because I've never been to Phoenix before, you know, and me getting out of prison and going there and then trying to deal with my family back home, my girlfriend pregnant with my son, I was just under a lot of stress, and I wasn't really sure how to go about things. You know, I was working, I was doing everything the right way, but I just was slipping up, because some days were more stressful than the others, and, you know, I would drink a beer here, or, you know, someone would offer me some drugs or whatever, and I don't know why, I thought it would help me ease my mind, but, you know, I went about doing that, but other than that, I don't even use, so.
Okay. Well, if you use meth once, that's a problem. That's an issue.
I wouldn't need it.
So it says, but if you made it for you, you use Adderall. So are you a bipolar, sir?
No, sir, I'm not bipolar.
Are you ADHD?
Probably a little bit, but not diagnosed with it, sir.
Right, because Adderall is very common drug used to control bipolar disorder and ADHD, which most of the time most people that are diagnosed with ADHD are really bipolar. But irregardless, you use somebody else's drugs, so, you know, that's Okay. It's pretty poor thinking on your part to use the drugs, period, but to mix them up like that, not knowing what they'll do. And nowadays, there's so much stuff out there that's tainted with fentanyl that you gotta be careful. So if you want to raise that child of yours, especially if you want to raise him and set a good example, we need to not do any drugs. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions this time. No questions? Okay, so we're going to open the hearing. The board will be going in and discussing and making determinations shortly, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Anything else you'd like to tell the board before we make our determination, but we request that you don't repeat all the information we've already covered. Just if there's anything new that you'd like to tell us.
Yeah, I would like to, ask you guys. I just really would like one more chance, but I realize where I messed up. I realize what not to do, and it'd be easier to get on my feet and get a job and get more stable and at least start working towards my future if I can do that from the streets instead of being stuck in here, because I never had a family. I never had. So now that I finally have that, I would really want to be there for my kids, and another chance at parole is exactly really what I feel like I could utilize, and it would be really perfect for me at this time. So, I would really appreciate that to the fullest.
All right, thank you, sir. The one we're going to discuss, we'll be talking amongst ourselves to make a determination. We'll ask that you remain silent, but stay down on the phone, and once we make a determination, I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the board's now in discussion. Well, Mr. Holmes, it seems like an intelligent young man who has made some bad mistakes, but I'm impressed with his attitude about having a child and now he's got a family to worry about. And he thinks that would be a great stabilizing factor, and it can be, as long as he sets his mind to it. But with the absconding, I not seen him as a good candidate to return to community supervision at this time. However, I'm going to listen to discussion from one of the fellow board members. So based on all the information, warrant number 2019W0273, Mr. Owens' testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Owens' exhibit statement, violating the term of official supervision, and I have after the backlash of the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Pimentel, seconded by Dr. Wright, Mr. Newhouse. And so the board is going to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, you only have about 48 days, a month and a half. Then you'll be free of Department of Corrections, and since you have a son that seems to be very important to you, which is a very good commendable thing, hopefully you'll be able to maintain yourself without getting in trouble with the police again and not go back to jail. We do wish you the best of luck. I do suggest that between now and time you get out, see if you can get some NAA type classes in that 12 step, because that can help you get your mind in order to go out and be a very huge success, even if it just involves waiting your son, okay? All right, so this will end your hearing, sir, and we'll put the seal here back on the phone, please.